Hey friends, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. I want us to agree on something today. Now just think about how silly that statement is. In America today, I think 50% of the people would say that 50% of us are wrong on anything. I have never seen a season in which a country could be all for one and yet for nobody. It seems to me like we cannot seem to agree on anything, but I'd like for us to agree on something today. Who in the world would try to do that? Well, here's what I'd like to get us to do. I'd like us to agree on the story of the gospel of Jesus. It's the story of how the divine created us in his image, how we then, starting with Adam and Eve, totally messed things up and everything and willfully chose to break the divine's rules, which the Bible calls sin. Now, over centuries, we have behaved just like the messed up nation of Israel, and we've lived a hot and cold, with and without, sweet and sour relationship with God, our Creator. And here's the phrase that changes everything: and then God. Now that's a mouthful, isn't it? And then God. The gospel of Jesus is about life and death, peace and war, hope and despair. It is about stagnation and transformation. It transcends politics, economics, science, history, biology, geography, and religion. Now listen, here's what Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew. He says, "I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them." It is a spiritual certainty that where we gather in unity between God's people, there is the blessing of the divine. Now, there must also be this unity in our prayers and in our actions. The apostles James and John both pointed to the impossibility of being a true follower of Jesus without the demonstration of, watch this now, faith in action. Listen, my friends, prayer and action in our community, in this area where we live, and maybe if you're away from this or out of our country where you live, your community, this is where we're supposed to be having the greatest influence with Jesus than anything. To serve a community, to love a community, to cry and celebrate with a community. We are here to care. And listen to me, we're to care without concern of race, color, creed, sexual orientation, or religion. We should be motivated by the voice of Mother Teresa and her words as she spoke of her community years ago. Listen to what she said. I want to make sure I quote it well for you. "If you pray without serving, your prayers are in vain." Did you hear that? If you pray without serving, your prayers are in vain. If you serve without praying, your service is in vain. So go forward and pray and serve in the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen, my friends, prayer is fundamental to our community. We are to pray for each other every day and encourage one another continually. We believe that we are to pray for our leaders. We are to pray for peace. Lord, would you make me an instrument of your peace today? Listen to me, friend. Wherever there is hatred, let us show love. Where there is injury, let us show help. Where there is doubt, let us show faith. And where there is darkness, let us show light. Where there is despair, let us bring hope. And where there is sadness, let us bring joy. Lord God, might we be your people, and we might rise up in your name and speak openly of the things of God, and to pray as never before, to serve as though the end is near, and to love past our bigotry and our human hatred. Let us be people that are ready to get ready. Let us be people that are ready to get right. And may we be a people that are standing and preparing and serving our community so as we might get better. So friend, will you join us over the next 5 weeks? Will you join us as we get ready for Resurrection Power and Resurrection Sunday? I pray you will, and you'll join us at Sugar Hill Church at 9:30 or 11 a.m. Sunday morning, and then you can always join by watching our live stream at live.sugarhill.church. It is time to get ready to live like it, to act like it, to serve like it, to love like it, and to lead like it. God bless you. I'll see you Sunday morning at Sugar Hill Church.